something I know that you don't. It is nothing special. It is nothing. It is nothing special.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the track Let Me Find What I'm Looking For by Good Luck Have Fun off of their brand new full release Make Way for the Sun. We played one of the first singles from that release a couple weeks ago, the track A Bit of Silence. Good Luck Have Fun, otherwise known as Ethan Ray's, staple in the Vancouver music band scene, and also just like, I don't know, I think it's exciting for someone to like put music out that like maybe doesn't necessarily like, I mean, obviously it's like all of Ethan's music and like is like within like kind of the universe and world of like that perspective, but it does sound quite different from like band projects, I would say, that he's like previously been involved in. And it's just like, I don't know, it's like nice and refreshing to hear a like clear solo project coming out of Vancouver. I think it's awesome. And you heard that track on Teachable Moments, CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool prefix meta. You will notice that that is exactly the same episode theme as last week, but we did not have enough time to get into it. I would say we have limited time this week, but I don't know, that felt meta in the moment. Maybe more like the noun meta, which kind of is what I want to talk about. Like, meta is like a term that we're hearing so much and is like so kind of like hot. Although, like, I feel like Facebook and Instagram, whatever, that whole brand being called meta now was kind of like the kiss of death. Like, it's no longer cool or anything. But I personally, as a dork, am really interested and I've always been really interested in like ancient Greece and stuff. And one of my favorite epics, and I know that Ovid is a Roman poet, but one of my favorite like books to read is The Metamorphoses by Ovid. And meta, I don't know if this is like common knowledge or whatever, but it's like a Greek, as a Greek root. It's like comes from the Greek meta, which means with, across, or after. And like this book or this poem, or like series of poems, however you want to look at it, by this Roman author, is just like a series of stories of transformation, often like brutal, tragic transformations. Like, ultimately, it was like a pretty scathing critique on like the ruling class and like politicians in Rome, and then also kind of like the conflation of religion in this. So really interesting to read and like look into the history of that. And I don't know, I just always like I'm like obviously really interested in etymology and like where words come from and like the nuances and like new meanings and stuff that words can take on. Just look at the whole show. But I've always like thought there was something really like, I've always been like really interested and curious about like words with specifically Greek roots, because just so much of Western culture and like values are based on like this aestheticized idea of ancient Greece and eventually ancient Rome. And yeah, it's just like, it feels very like foundational, I guess. Which like you can see, it's like, so like I'll talk about like the different, some of the different definitions of meta as a prefix, but like some that I'm leaving out are like specifically scientific ones, which like our, I think like culturally our attitude towards science is so like, it like is so non-emotive, but then it's like, and like an expression of that is that like we use these, we like rely more on like Latin and Greek roots, which like kind of makes no sense in a lot of ways. I don't know. There's like, and obviously that's kind of tied into like, as scientific practices were coming up, they're like, were all these like cultural, there's all this cultural significance and whatever. Like, I'm not a historian, but yeah, I just think, I don't know. I think that's really interesting. And I think that like, yeah, I think that's like kind of why I wanted to start with this Good Luck Have Fun song. Cause like, it is kind of, I don't want to say it's a departure, cause again, it's like obviously within the universe of like that artist and like their like perspective and body of work, but it is quite distinct, and it is like, it seems a bit like an evolution maybe. So yeah, some thoughts on that, but we're gonna move on because we have to. This next track is This Is What Giving Up Looks Like by Dream Crush, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Giving up.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hankamunim-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Husk by Men I Trust out of Montreal. Just before that was Frankie, the newest single by Meagher Martin, and then opened that set with This Is What Giving Up Looks Like by Dream Crush. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments. CHS, one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of cool is cool prefix meta. One definition of this prefix is denoting a change of position or condition. An example being metamorphosis, a word that uses this. I think it's the most like fundamental or like foundational, like obvious maybe example of meta as a prefix. And I think that like it's also the most like poetic, maybe. It's like my favorite, and it's again, like I was talking a bit about the Metamorphoses by Ovid in the opening of the show, and like, yeah, I just think that like meta, obviously now it's like seen as this like it's very referential, whatever, but there is like within that reference, I don't know, like the original, I guess, to me is metamorphosis. And change and progression and rebirth, whatever, all this really interesting, beautiful stuff. So that's one definition. We're going to move right along. This next track is Ooh Ooh by Ruskowski, and BB Trix. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Todo eso te queda genial y nunca te lo decía.
Tú y tu novia nos vemos mejor. Ella no es mala, lo hago mejor. A mí no me tienes que postear. Espero que nunca se vaya a enterar. Con tu polla me basta. Eres mi side hoe, acá mi amor. No me gusta verte triste.
Y con ella pasando. Y mi nena llorando. Y con ella pasando.
Ahora sí, ahora sí.
Y mi nena llorando.
Workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. the sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
Behind yours, I. peace collide. Have never been so complete, so satisfied. I drink God from the air, from your mouth, from the light, picking up golden hairs on your back. I taste God on your lips, on the blades of your hips. I see God every time, every time.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard a song, It Was Then That I, by Fio. Just before that was Mid-Tide by Patrick Holland. Mid-Tide. I feel like that wasn't clear. And then I opened that set with Uwu by Rosowski and BB Trix. You already heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments. CHS wants to talk about what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool prefix meta. One other fresh definition of the word meta is denoting position behind, after, or beyond. An example being metacarpus. Again, like I was talking a bit about this in the introduction of this episode, but like something that I think is so interesting about like meta as a prefix, like obviously the noun, there's interest there, whatever. Cool. But yeah, it's like very scientific or like very like, the word I was using was like it, I think that's seen as like a very foundational, and I don't want to say basic because I feel like that has a connotation now, but like a really like fundamental meaning and like understanding. And I also think like denoting position behind, after, or beyond, these three things that like I don't know if we would necessarily see them as connected. I think it's interesting that like this foundational prefix kind of like encompasses all of them. So that's some thoughts on that. We got to move on. This next track is Copy and Paste by Shanae, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You copy and paste. I brush them up like toothpaste. Big mouth of cat taste. And I walk at my own pace. Deck of cards, triple ace. Bow down to my shoelace. Yeah, I've got a pretty face. Can't stay in one place. Draw the line, yes, I trace. Put me on next showcase. That's how I rest my case. Pick up us in my phone case. Copy and paste, I can't erase. Click copy, copy, copy and paste. Click copy and paste, no I can't erase. Click copy, copy, copy and paste.
Call me cookie cause I carry around so many dough. I never crumble apple pie. Might have took a tumble, but no, I won't fumble. You claim you're humble, but I know you're trouble. Burst that bubble, all I hear is mumble.
When it's too late for me, I say toodles. I always draw cute doodles. I'm as high maintenance as a poodle, and I love those ramen noodles.
Copy and paste.
Click copy and paste. I can't erase. Click copy.
copy and paste. Click copy and paste. No, I can't erase. Click copy, copy, copy and paste. Click copy and paste. I can't erase. Click copy, 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 copy and paste. Click copy and paste. No, I can't erase. Click copy, 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 copy and paste.
SSN, a collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN @gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Thank you. welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. You shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and do.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh. Every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Take some, yeah, take that one. I get east, son. Rocking in a little tight. Yeah.
Here's my number, hey.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the track Number DJ Kicks by Stephen Julian and Ellie off of the DJ Kicks Stephen Julian release mix. Not really sure what language you would use for that, but yeah, the newest DJ Kicks like mix just came out, and it is Stephen Julian out of the London, UK. Really, really great selection, really, really great tracks. And I just thought this number was really cute, or this track number was really cute and great. Just before that was Ignore by Stemlines off of their release L4TA, came out last year, I want to say, and then opened that set with Copy and Paste by Shanae. And you heard all of these tracks on CITR 101.9 FM, specifically Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, and today's definition of cool was cool prefix meta. The third and final definition of this word that we're going to look at is meta, denoting something of a higher or second order kind, an example being metalanguage, metonym. I think that this is the closest to, of all the like examples of, or like definitions of prefix that this word has, I think this is the closest to like how we use the noun meta. And yeah, like, but again, like, I just think it's like it's a more like structured maybe understanding of progression, evolution, change, which like goes back to metamorphosis, which I do, again, I think is like really the most like organic, I guess, like understanding we have of this prefix of this word. Organic reference, maybe. So that being said, we got to move right along. This next track is Control by Cloud Steppers, and it's off of their Aqua Hotel EP, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
Why'd you have to say that? Losing all the young. Ooh, if I can wait then. Why'd you have to say that?
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the track It's Tuesday Night Again, because guess what, baby? It's Tuesday night again, by Cherry Blue off of their most recent release, All These Apartments. And then open that set with Control by Cloud Steppers out of Toronto with their, off of their release, Aqua Hotel EP. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments, here to the top for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, and today's definition of cool was cool, prefix, meta. We talked about its use, we talked about change of position, position behind, second order. And just some musings, I guess, on that. I hope you enjoyed. We're going to close the show with Over by Cold Gods off of their most recent release, Roll the Dice, because unfortunately, this ep is over. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.